how do you break that down into small steps? So it's taking a big goal and then breaking it down into small actionable steps. So it's like, how can I use this for myself and my own goal planning?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I am joined by Emily Trickey, and she's based over Washington Way, outside Seattle, in a place called Bellingham. She's got her own business, Brilliant Marketing, which she runs with her sister, I believe, and a few other people. So, anyway, we're going to launch into this week's episode, and Emily's going to tell us a little bit about her background, what she's been up to, her news that I've seen on Facebook, because I trawl through Facebook to find out nuggets of stuff about people, which is a bit scary. But anyway, so Emily, over to you.
Thanks, Doug. So I'm Emily Trickey. I'm the co-founder of Brilliant Marketing. As you mentioned, we're a branding and marketing consulting agency that helps industry innovators and purpose-led brands who are reimagining the world, and we help them bring this new vision that they have for the world to life. I guess a little bit about me, my background. I am originally from Alaska and from Bellingham, Washington. My career has really been in the marketing side of things for about 12 years. And then I don't know if you want to get into my story now.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Awesome. So about 4 years ago, I had a bike accident, mountain biking with my husband, and fell off my bike and got a concussion. And through that process, really had struggles like going back to work. I worked at a big PR global marketing agency, and it was a very demanding, stressful job, 8 to 10 hours in front of the computer every day. And after I sustained that concussion and brain injury, I really just couldn't be on screens anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was suffering headaches and anxiety. It was hard for me to focus. I got pretty depressed and really realized that, hey, I have to choose my career over, what am I going to choose? Career or health? And this isn't working for me anymore. And so it was a really hard time, especially being someone who's kind of goals-driven and career-driven, to have to make that decision because it was scary. I'm like, this is all I know. What do I do?
Yeah.
And how do I create this kind of new life that I didn't anticipate? So luckily, I found a yoga class. And in that yoga class, I was doing this meditation. And after that class, I was driving home. And I just had this like crystal clear idea of what I exactly needed to do. Quit your job, start your own marketing agency, and work with people who you believe in, and you believe in their products and their brand, and that they are making a constant impact on the world. And it was like really crystal clear, yet I didn't know how to make that a reality. And it took me, I signed up for a yoga teacher training actually that next day. So I was like, there's something here. I need to follow this. And so through that training, I was able to gain the confidence and intuition to really listen to that gut, what I needed, and putting myself first. And so 9 months later, that's when I officially quit my job and started my kind of goal planning. And I have learned some frameworks in the marketing agency. I've taken some trainings like Scrum training, focused on like agile software development, and we're using that on the marketing side of things for project development. And just to get people an idea of like the idea behind that is you're in software, they use that to break down basically if you're going to create a new product or a new feature, like how do you break that down into small steps? So it's taking a big goal and then breaking it down into small actionable steps. So I was like, how can I use this for myself and my own goal planning, mm-hmm, and in executing on this like vision that I have for myself? And so I started that and adapted this framework, my personal career path and goal planning, and went through that process. And then It's about a year and a half after I faxed that I officially started my business with my sister, a business partner, and we launched and got our first client. And so that was about 3 years ago.
Cool. So yoga. Ooh. But you had this sort of picture, vision, if you like, after having the yoga class, but then you decided that you were going to sign up to be a yoga teacher. And the connection there, I'm guessing, is that if it can create amazing thoughts for me as an individual, then there's got to be one more in it. Because when you have crazy, crazy thoughts, because sometimes changing your whole career is a crazy thought, right? Certainly all of the people around you are going to go, that's seriously crazy, because it's very difficult to get that support out in the world. Okay, so you learned to become a yoga teacher so that you could get involved in the feelings that I've never done yoga. I don't feel like I'm flexible enough. I'm sure it's something that you can develop anyway, but we don't need to go there on my yoga side of things. But that's interesting that something came to you and it was very clear.
Yeah.
That's the good thing. And also having your sister to support you as well. And somebody else that thinks, yeah, it's a crazy idea, but they're with you on the journey. It's good. Okay. You've mentioned framework. So is there a particular, because I talk about SMART goals and a specific measurable. Have you got any other ones that you use?
Yeah. So my kind of process and frameworks that I use is always starting with a retrospective. So taking a period of time, whether it's you want to do the last year, when you're doing it more often, I like to break it up into quarters. So at the end of each quarter, I look back at the last 3 months and say, I do a good, bad, better, best. What was the best thing that happened? What were the best things that happened? What was good that happened? What could be better and improved upon? And then what was bad and what do I want to stop doing? And then that helps fuel some of the smaller goals for that next quarter. And so usually when I'm starting up, I do a full retrospective for the past year. And then at the beginning of the year, I use a framework for defining my big, hairy, audacious goal, my BHAG. Okay, what am I working towards this year or for the next couple years?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's my focus going to be for this year? And then starting to break it down. I could do a mini workshop with myself. Like, how do I break those down? And I break it down into my personal life and or spiritual life or fun life, however you want to break it down. And then my career, and so I break it down into different buckets and write them all down on different sticky notes. And then I start organizing them into the different quarters. I'm going to do this first and this is going to be later in the year. And then I have this board basically up at my wall over here. But it's a big sheet of paper that has all the sticky notes organized. And then every quarter, I do that retrospective and I look at it and then I move the stickies into an in progress column or a done column. And then it's an iterative process. So it's really, for me, I'm such a visual person. So I have to see it on a continual basis. And even just writing it down, it's really helpful. Even if I'm not looking at it all the time, mm-hmm.
It sticks with you. So there's the physicality of it, the sticky notes, because obviously there's little programs called sticky notes and you can stick them all over your computer screen, but you have a physicality of the sticky notes. Okay, I like that. People have different ways of doing things and nothing is unacceptable. Nothing is wrong. It's like just what suits you. But I do like the looking back over the last sort of quarter. That's a very good thing. And remind me again of your bad, best.
Good, bad, better, best.
Good, bad, better, best.
Yeah.
That's good. And do you delegate all of the things that are bad that, if you're doing them badly, I've found that it's much, much better not to try and strengthen your capability on things that you do badly. Just delegate it to somebody else.
I like that. sometimes it's things that are also like out of my control. Oh, we lost a client or COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
But I do like the idea of some of those things of like bad and that you want to get better at to delegate for sure. Yeah. They work for a really great strategy.
If you just concentrate on your weaknesses to make them better, all you end up is with really strong weaknesses. And the reason there are weaknesses because you don't like doing them. No good at them anyway. Find somebody else to do them for you. That's what I do. Then you only end up doing things that you love.
For sure.
Which is cool.
I love that. I love that. My Michaela, my business partner, sister, we talked about that and we've started definitely like outsourcing things as we've grown out of the business. And even just in my personal life, hiring a house cleaner and doing different things like that where I don't like doing this. And I'm at a point where I can, hire someone to do it. And then I get to spend time with my son, or I get to go on a mountain bike ride, or I get to go do things that bring a little more joy. And then I'm a better person to be too.
And so you're still mountain biking, even though you've thrown yourself off one and caused concussion and a change of life. You're still doing that. And are you still doing that at the moment? Because I saw a picture on Facebook that I mentioned.
Yes, I am pregnant. I'm expecting.
Okay, so when's the baby due?
My second baby, which is going to be a boy, so the is due in December.
Crikey. Okay, and you're still mountain biking?
Not now.
Good. Pleased to hear it. Yeah. Not that I'm a doctor or anything. It just sounds a little bit risky with your history. But no, that's good. We wish you well with that.
Thank you.
You sneeze and the baby comes out. That's what you want.
I don't know if it's going to be that easy.
No. I know it won't be, but that's what I would wish for you. So we're going to take just a little step back because you mentioned big, hairy, audacious goals, and I like those. I'm guessing starting the business from a yoga class, drive home, that was a big goal. And it took a little while for you to do it. So that's good. You did think about it a lot. So what's a big, hairy, audacious goal that you're aiming for now that's not world domination in the marketing arena?
So my last goal for this last year was I didn't do any specific one. I didn't work with theme for my year. And that was just the year of fun. And so it's like, how can I instill fun into in my different areas of my life? And so I built a whole plan that I was talking about how I break it down into fun, because the previous year was like, there was COVID, we moved, there was just a lot of adulting going on in my life. And so I was like, I want to take a little bit more fun. And like, how do we instill that into like my business and that type of thing? And some of the different things that we came up with was, okay, let's try and do yoga regular. My business partner lives in Hawaii and I'm in Washington. And so we've done some like virtual yoga classes. Now since with COVID, being vaccinated, we were able to travel and see each other, which we haven't done in like a year and a half. And so trying to do more things that make us feel alive and good and showing our clients. So giving our gift baskets when they join, or sending them notes for their birthday. And then it's just my personal life. I'm like taking a little trip or doing just something with my girlfriends and different things like that. So that was really my focus for this last year. And I haven't started really thinking about this next year as we're just starting the last part of the year. I think a big focus will probably be on managing and integrating a new life with a growing family into my business and juggling and how do you do that? Because it'll be a new transition and something. I have one child right now, and so how do I do two while also having this little doing that? And it's great though that I have an amazing business partner who can really lead things while.
No, that's good. And I do like the idea that you've got, different goals in the different parts of your life, because it's so very easy just to get concentrating on the business, new entrepreneurs, or even people that are a bit seasoned. They get obsessed with their business because it's a baby. I mean, you've got one on the way and you've got one, you know, your son already, but your business is a new baby, isn't it? It's a baby that needs nurturing and looking after. And so very often we can spend all our time concentrating on that one to the detriment of other things. I like the fact that you've got these goals in different parts of your life. So that's a good thing. And it's I think a good tip for other people, everybody out there. Just make sure that you've got spiritual goals, wherever that takes you. Health goals are good. The yoga, might give that a go. I'm a member of a gym, but I'm sure they've got yoga classes.
You should try it.
You should try it, really. Yeah, I should try it. Meditate. The problem is I come up with too many ideas as it is anyway. So my team are going to go mental if I come up with even more stuff that I want them to implement. So I have to bear that in mind. Do you physically write your goals down? I think you touched on that you do because it soaks into your subconscious. I think that's a very, very important thing. I'd like a nugget from you, right? Something goal setting orientated, if you like, or you can go marketing, that people need to know.
One thing that people, I feel like myself, will get, and you touch on this, it can get so focused on a goal. I have a specific goal and I'm so driven and so focused, which is great to have that determination and the focus. However, I'm a big believer that the universe has a better plan for you than you can even come up and imagine. And so sometimes when we're so focused, we just have blinders on and we can't see when some of these opportunities come our way. So I think it's really like your plan and your big audacious goal and maybe the process and the frameworks you use are really just tools to help you in that path. But it's a path when there's not one way to do it. And in your mind, you might have a specific way that you're thinking about doing it, but I think really just being open to what comes your way and just leading with your intuition and being open to things.
I think that's a good thing. Yeah. The intuition side of things. We all have gut feelings and we have the gut feeling and we don't know where it's come from. Doesn't make any kind of sense. I find that sometimes something comes my way and I just can't get engaged in it. For some reason, ordinarily I'd be able to do that. But just this one time, it's like it's something not quite right. You just can't get involved in it because there's something not quite right.
Right.
And then 2-3 weeks later, the reason why it wasn't quite right comes to you. But you couldn't see it at the time, but then something else has happened and it's, oh, that's just confirmed why I didn't get going on that. I've come to learn to trust that side of things a lot. If it doesn't feel right, just park it.
Never.
Give it 24 hours, 48 hours or whatever. If you forget about it, then obviously it wasn't important anyway in that 24 or 48 hours. But I think the answers come to you. And maybe if you're doing yoga, they come to you a lot quicker.
I totally agree. I think that's a really good insight.
First off, you're going to share with us your website address, all right? And then, so if anybody wants some brilliant marketing doing, they can hunt you down, okay? So give us your web address, email address, and the type of clients that you're looking for, and then we'll close off this episode. So go for it.
So you can find me online at hellobrilliantmarketing.com. Or via email at Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, at hellobrilliantmarketing.com as well. And also on LinkedIn. So we work with individuals and companies who are industry innovators and change makers, purpose-driven brands who are really wanting to bring their kind of new brand story to life. So they have a vision for maybe a new product or service. And so we help make that vision a reality. The other thing is we're also doing coaching packages for people to help them realize some of these personal or career goals and doing the retrospective, helping to create a plan of action. So we have packages for that as well. And that's more geared towards individuals. So you can find me online or on LinkedIn or email. We'll love to talk to you.
Absolutely. So we'll make sure also that those details are in the show notes. And Emily, thank you very much for joining me from across the pond. It's been a pleasure, a joy. I wish you so much love towards the, you know, an easy as possible birth of your new son in December. And thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much, Doug. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.